Welcome to Lesson 20 of the Irish Guitar Podcast. I'm Jerry Gaffney. I'm here with my teacher, Tony O'Rourke. Now, before we get into today's tune, Tony, last week you mentioned that you picked up some very interesting CDs while on your recent trip to Ireland. Do you want to tell us a little bit about some of them?
All right. Well, I think I mentioned last week this outstanding recording of Donal Clancy. It's called Close to Home. It's a dozen tracks of just the finest guitar playing you'd ever want to hear, both flat picking style and some of the finger picking on it is just absolutely gorgeous. He makes that six string guitar sound like a harp. It's an album that I just could not recommend highly enough if you're at all interested in Irish guitar. I mean, this album is just an absolute must. Now, I did pick up another album over there. It's been out for many years now. Eileen na Bheagaileach, the English of that would be Eileen Begley. She's from Kerry, County Kerry. It's called Miladat, or A Cloak of Many Colours. And the songs are all in Irish. There's a booklet that comes with it. And that's mostly in Irish. It does have some English on the cover notes to it, but all of the songs are sung in Irish. It's rather unusual that the accompaniment on it is cello and violin. But I got to say, just listening to the album, it's one of the most beautiful albums of singing that I've ever heard. It's a fairly unorthodox sort of arrangement to have a vocalist, a cello and a violin. It's just magic. I don't really know why it works, but it's an album that I can thoroughly recommend. It's on the CIC label, Clo Era Conata. They're a record company in Spittle, in the Gaeltacht area of Galway. So I could recommend that album, Eileen na Bheagaileach, and that's Bheagaileach. The other album, I met this young man, Dermot O'Brien, many, many years ago, and he toured Australia with a group called Kiokiri back in the early 90s. I ran into him in 1997 at the Fly Kiol in Ballinar. And he released this album quite recently. It's called Corja Corjean, which a rough translation of that would be My Accordion Friends. And the reason why it's called that is because there's 8 different accordion players that appear on this album. Thankfully, not all on the one track. They're all on different tracks. That great musician Brian McGrath bobs up on this album as the piano accompanist, and anything with Brian McGrath on it's usually pretty good. There's also a very fine bouzouki player called Jerry McNamara. Now, Dermot is a fiddle player. And again, this album, I bought a lot of albums when I was over there, and this was one of the absolute standouts. It's a glorious album of fine fiddle playing and some great accordion players on here as well. I think Mick Mulcahy might be on there somewhere, one of my favourites. So Dermot's from down in Kerry, I think, Kerry or West Limerick, somewhere up around that way. But a fine album of fiddle music, Dermot O'Brien. So those 3 albums, I guess, would have been my favourite albums that I picked up whilst I was over there. And you can find a lot of these albums, incidentally, at Custy's Music or CIC Records. Well worth having a look there as well. Very good record shop.
Okay, well, thanks for those pointers, Tony, and you know, there's some fantastic music on those albums. Today we have a reel called The Banshee. An Irish banshee literally means a fairy woman, and hearing her wail is supposed to foretell death.
Well, this tune is anything but tragic or sad. It's a lively, uplifting reel, very commonly played. Now, the first part of the tune is in G major, and it changes to an E minor for the second part of the tune. And as with many Irish tunes, the last two bars of both the first and second sections are identical. It's also characteristic of many tunes in Scottish and Shetland, Canadian and North American dance tunes, this sort of finishing two bars of each section being the same or very, very similar. Now, this tune is often referred to as McMahon's, and I'm not going to try and guess which McMahon it was. McMahon is a very common name in Irish music circles. Now, the first part of the tune is quite busy chord-wise, so I've also included a separate accompaniment sheet. Now, for such a widely played tune, I don't really have many recordings of this to recommend, but it does pop up on a Shaskeen recording, simply titled Shaskeen Live, which is in fact a dance accompaniment recording, and it's got many great tunes featuring one of my friends, Tom Cousins, on the banjo, and a wonderful drummer by the name of Benny O'Connor, who plays a single snare drum and a wooden block. And I tell you what, he's worth having a listen to, this Benny O'Connor. He's a wonderful musician.
Okay, Tony, so you play the tune for us slowly now, yeah?
I will.
Now, Tony, you said that the accompaniment is a bit busy. Can you tell me about the chords and how to play them?
Well, I guess by the term busy, I mean that there's quite a lot of chord changes in the first part. The second part is fairly straightforward. I've included a separate accompaniment sheet because of this very fact that there are a lot of chord changes in that first part. So you might want to look at the separate accompaniment sheet to help you with the chords.
Before we get to the tune, Tony, to hear it at a normal pace, you're always talking about the importance of practice, but you told me earlier that you have some advice for people like me who don't really, you know, sometimes have the excuse that we don't have the time to practice.
Well, look, Jerry, one of the things that will help you improve your playing will be to eat lots of fish.
Fish?
That's right. By eating lots of fish, it will help you with your scales.
Oh, God. Didn't see that one coming.
Okay, here's the tune at a normal pace, and we'll see you all next week with another tune and perhaps some more jokes.
Hopefully no more jokes. Tony, next week we have a nice, very simple tune as well to counteract any busyness that might be in this one. See you next week.